إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناهم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, O you who believe, spend from what we have given you before the day, when that before that day comes, a day in which there will be no trade, there will be no friendship, and there will be no intercession. And the people who deny are the zalimun. They are the people who are the transgressors and the zalimun. Of course, the meaning of the ayat and so on, we will look at it in a different place. But I'm mentioning it here today to talk about one very important thing which we should keep in mind, which is to put it in one line that timing is everything. Timing is everything. And in this ayat, among other things, the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying is, take advantage of the time that you have. Spend from what we have given you before that day comes. And even though the reference is to the Day of Judgment, as far as we are concerned individually, the Qiyamatu Sughra, which is the small day of judgment, the small Qiyamah is our day of our death. Similarly, in the famous hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is called the hadith of 5 before 5, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, take advantage of 5 things before 5 things. He said, take advantage of youth before old age. Take advantage of health before illness. Take advantage of wealth before poverty. Take advantage of free time before you get preoccupied or busy. And take advantage of life before death. Now, it's very important to remember this, and I remind myself and you, because we live in a world today where it's not lack of opportunity, but it's lack of taking advantage of the opportunity when it is there. One of the most common things that we see, for example, right now we are in Ramadan. We know all the fada'il of Ramadan. We know all the benefits of Ramadan. We know all that Ramadan gives us. But may Allah protect us from ourselves and from our own nufus. How many of us take advantage of those opportunities? So Ramadan will come and go. That's the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But whether we take advantage of that Ramadan or not is up to us. Ramadan comes and goes. Similarly, if you look at our lives, there will be opportunities to learn. There will be opportunities to do business. There will be opportunities to do something of use, of benefit. But how many people take advantage of those opportunities? Before Sabir Bhatia invented Hotmail, the opportunity to create a web-based free email system was there for everybody. Anyone who knew anything about the internet, this opportunity was available to them. But how many people took advantage of that? Right? One man. And that guy took advantage of it. He made Hotmail and then he sold it to Microsoft for $400 or $500 million. So the issue is, do we take advantage of what we have before we lose it? One very common thing we see, you know, all over the world, almost every Jummah, is people, and may Allah bless us, mostly young people, they come for Jummah and then they hang about outside and in the wudu khana, outside the masjid, socializing, you know, with their friends and so on. Then they come in after the khutbah, everything is over. When the salah is about to start, then they come into the masjid. Now, what sense does it make? You take all the trouble to go to the masjid for Jummah, then you don't take advantage of whatever is happening in the Jummah. And then use your excuse. Oh, but you see, the bayan of this particular imam is boring. So did you go to a cinema theater or you went to a masjid? Where do you think you were going? So you want the guy to dance there, or what do you want to do? I mean, I'm not saying that every bayan is equally interesting, but that's not why you went there. You didn't go there for titillating of your senses. You went there to learn something. So even if it's a boring bayan, go and learn how not to give a boring bayan. I mean, that's useful learning. Because someday you will be, you know, you will speak somewhere, not necessarily in the masjid. So you can go and get a lot of pointers of all the things that you should not do, which is extremely important learning. What is it that makes people go to sleep? What is it that makes people brain dead? What is it that makes people completely lose interest? Learn all those things. Highly useful learning. But the point is, we need to think about that. Similarly, people come for Taraweeh. And these are all muftiin who believe that 8 rakat is enough. And not because of the fiqh masala, but because they are bloody lazy. So they leave the after 8 rakat, then they go and hang around outside the masjid. You know, associating with their friends and joking and playing around and all that. Why did you go to the masjid? And if you really think that it's an issue of 8 rakat, then pray 8 rakat and go home. Khalas, no problem. We got no quarrel with that. Most welcome. Please pray 8 rakat. But pray 8 rakat, go home. Then do read some Quran, do some tilawat. If you don't do anything, just go to sleep. That is, alhamdulillah, very good for you. Good for your health. Good also because of keeps you away from all kinds of evil. You come and pray 8 rakat, then you hang around outside the masjid and you create all kinds of trouble. What sense does it make? We see this everywhere. I mean, it's unfortunately not a unique state where you can say this masjid. Everywhere. This is what Muslims do. In this country, for example, we make this big song and dance about this special night and that special night and the night of Mi'raj and the night of Barat and this and so on. What do the Muslims do on the night of Barat? They are getting Barat from the police. Yeah, next morning you have to go and get them Barat from the police because they have been they have been smashing windows and breaking lights and making a nuisance of themselves and going around on motorcycles all over the city. This is Muslim behavior. This is Muslim behavior. Taking advantage of what you have before you lose it. So your advantage of what you have right now is what? Youth. Youth. Telangana police put out notices of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he told people, don't sit on street corners. He said, don't sit on the street and don't sit on street corners. So the people said, Ya Rasulullah, we have nowhere to sit. So he said, if you are sitting on the street corner, then honor the right of the street, which is that you keep your eyes low, that you do not create a nuisance, that you do not trouble people. Telangana police puts out this. Why? For whom? Who is interested in the hadith of Mr. Salam? Absolute shame. Absolute total shame. This is the state of Muslim youth. Why? This time that Allah has given you of health and strength, I don't want to say intelligence because I don't think it is there. But maybe if you dig it up somewhere from your brains, right? Take advantage of that. Spend that time, as I told you, if nothing, go to sleep. But take that time, spend that time in something useful where you gain something. You've got health. Alhamdulillah, most of you have wealth. Unearned, ill-gotten gains from your parents. Seriously, I'm telling you. If you had to pay for the shirt you are wearing, you would be walking around naked. But that qadar must be there. That shukr must be there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Take advantage of the fact that you have parents. Take advantage of the fact that you have parents who you can serve. Don't worry, your father or mother doesn't have to be old and decrepit before you start serving them. Service to parents, even if the parents are young and healthy, alhamdulillah, but they are your parents. So go serve them. When your father is going somewhere, coming out, take out his shoes, put them in, you know, straighten the shoes. Ye to kar sakte na. Seriously, take advantage of these things. You've got health, you've got strength, you've got wealth, you've got free time. The fact that you have free time, because you're hanging around doing nothing. That same free time can be used in many useful ways, not only one. And that's why I thought, very important reminder for us. Let us be very clear. There's no sense when you have lost it, when the time is gone, then when you are old, Then you start wishing, oh, I wish I had done that, I wish I had done this. Makes zero sense. Right now you have it all. Don't waste it. Do not waste it, because it will go. Believe me, it will go, and it goes much faster than we think. And once it is gone, it's gone. It doesn't come back. Nobody is growing younger, nobody is growing stronger. And that is why very, very important for us. Let us remember this, that alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all of these benefits. He's given us health, he's given us strength, his free time, his wealth, and so forth. Let us take advantage of that before we lose it. And most importantly, right now we are in Ramadan, and that's why I want to focus on Ramadan. Most importantly, focus on this month. We are already today on what? 7th, 8th, 8th. So almost 1/3, almost 10% of Ramadan, or almost 33% of Ramadan is gone. Another 2 days, we come first, the highest finished, first 10 days is over. Don't lose it. Do not lose it. Do not waste that Ramadan, because we do not know whether we will be there. Ramadan will come. Ramadan will come till the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends the world. But whether we will be there or not, we don't know. So let us not lose that. Take advantage of that. Don't waste any time. And as I told you, if you have that time and you don't want to do anything, just go to sleep. Go home peacefully and go to sleep. That is far better than hanging around here and there and creating a nuisance for people. And, you know, there's nothing whatsoever which is beneficial in that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to learn, to enable us to practice, and to enable us to take advantage of what He has given us before we lose it. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.